в хату говорити з татом. Обіцяв женитися, обіцяв любитися. Про весілля говорили, гостей запросили. Та не знав тоді ніхто, що не піду за нього.
А я втечу додому, до рідної хати. А я втечу від тебе, до мами, до тата. А я втечу додому, до рідної хати. А я втечу від тебе, до мами, до тата.
Світить місяць ясно-ясно, заглядає в хату. Та заснути я не зможу, навіть задрімати. Кажуть люди, він такий багатий і красивий. А я вийду за того, хто буде серцю милий.
А я втечу додому, до рідної хати. А я втечу від тебе, до мами, до тата. А я втечу додому, до рідної хати. А я втечу від тебе, до мами, до тата. Додому, до рідної хати. А я втечу від тебе, до мами, до тата.
Ти прийшов до мене в хату говорити з татом. Обіцяв женитися, обіцяв любитися. Кажуть люди, він такий багатий і красивий. А я вийду за того, хто буде серцю милий.
А я втечу додому, до рідної хати. А я втечу від тебе, до мами.
Ukraine, that was Mariana Ilkiev from her CD Sonce I Zleva, which means sun showers, and Svitania. Dobrý день, добрий ранок, добрий вечір і вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. З вами Павліна Макварі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio. I'm your host, Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie, Pokrinske Pavlina, and I am delighted to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We have a Ukrainian recipe that comes from a cookbook dating back to 1929, and we've also got Ukrainian Jewish heritage and a story about a town in Ukraine that has a very illustrious Jewish history. As well, a Rushnichuk story, and this is a story about a band that was very popular from Montreal back in the 1970s and how things all started for them. As well, we have a story of historical interest, and this is about the Orlik Constitution. And this is the first known democratic document, so stay tuned for all of that. We've also got our Proverb of the Week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, a bit of a blast from the past, because I've had some listener requests asking for some of the older music, quote-unquote. So we've got a song now by a group called Veseli Muzike, which means happy musicians, and this is a song called Kol ob mene ranku, and that means sort of when it was morning time.
Горілочку пив, дідюнецьку колбиська з'їло, коби б розлетіло, чи варене, чи печене, то що з'їв би і смажене, пили ми водиці із чистої криниці, чи з гарняти, чи з баняти, аби хто приніс до хати, пили ми водиці із чистої криниці, чи з гарняти, чи з баняти, аби хто приніс до хати.
Золотий ювілей української культури в Паркланд околиці. Канадський національний український фестивал в Дофін, Манітоба, відбудеться від 31 липня по 2 серпня. Святкуйте 50 неймовірних років української культури з музикою і танцями гуртів з усієї Канади та України. Якщо ви ніколи не були в фестивалі або не були тут роками, прошу розгляньте це запрошення. За квитками контактуйтеся по телефону 1-877-474-2683 або по інтернету cnuf.ca. Ласкаво просимо.
The third annual Babas and Borscht Ukrainian Festival takes place August 22nd and 23rd in Andrew, Alberta, featuring great Ukrainian food, music, and dance. Free admission, including a free borscht sample. Saturday evening's a baba with a banquet and entertainers from Edmonton, including the Shumka dancers and two fabulous music ensembles. At Babas and Borscht Festival, August 22nd and 23rd in Andrew, Alberta. For all things baba, all things borscht, and your zabava tickets, go to babasandborscht.ca.
We want you there! You're coming, right?
Ой, на горі ярмарок, під горою ярмарок, дід бабу продає, ніхто грошей не дає, дід бабу продає, ніхто грошей не дає.
Ой, дідусю, дідусю, тебе сива борода, чого ж мене не продав, як була я молода, чого ж мене не продав, як була я молода.
Ой, бабусю, бабусю, сизая голубка, того ж тебе не продав, що ти була любка, того ж тебе не продав, що ти була любка.
Ой, тепер же я стара, сльози в мене лються,
ніхто ж мене не купує, всі з мене сміються, ніхто ж мене не купує, всі з мене сміються.
Я ж тебе любила,
а ти ж мене продаєш, чи я надоїла, а ти ж мене продаєш, чи я надоїла. Ой, бабусю, бабусю, ти ж уже старенька, ти ж мені надоїла, хочу молоденьку, ти ж мені надоїла, хочу молоденьку.
From Ukraine as well, that was a group called Susidea, which means neighbors, and that is from their CD Hop Stop Canada. And the song was Oj na hori jarmarok, the bazaar on the hill. And now, Ukrainian food flair with Natalia Buchok and a taste of Galician cuisine from 1929.
Vitaimo, welcome to Ukrainian food flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Today's culinary delights will cover flavored butters, also known as compound butter. Easy to make and endlessly versatile, popular even in Olga's day. Sardine butter. Take 800 grams of sardines, skinned and deboned, and grind using a food mill or some other similar process. Add 2 spoons of softened butter and cream together until well mixed. Add 3 egg yolks, 3 spoons of oil, a spoon of finely chopped capers, and the juice of 1 lemon, and mix well. For a modern twist, try using avocado oil, or for that I'm so healthy I should be living in a tree feeling, flaxseed oil. Put the butter in a cool place to harden. Spread on buns or canapés to have with tea. I've noticed that many of Olha's recipes for canapés or appetizers call for the use of sardines. Now these days, you won't find sardines invited to your high-class spreads. They are rarely, if ever, featured on a Food Network show. They're not on your list of must-haves for a cocktail party or as a fancy appetizer. Poor sardines. And why? Because they're smelly. But then, so is caviar. So I decided to try to raise the profile of the lowly sardine, and luckily sardines have a lot to recommend them. They're rich in nutrients and are commonly sold canned, but fresh sardines are often grilled or smoked or even pickled. Sardines have the virtue of being an easily portable, non-perishable, self-contained food. They are rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which reduce the occurrence of cardiovascular disease. And recent studies suggest that regular consumption of omega-3 fatty acids reduces the likelihood of developing Alzheimer's disease. Sardines are also a good source of vitamin D, calcium, B12, and protein. And because sardines are low on the food chain, they are very low in contaminants such as mercury relative to other fish commonly eaten by humans. So, next time you want to turn your nose up at a sardine, think again. And now, for something to do with all those leftover crab shells, especially for anyone living in Maryland, Olha's recipe for crab butter. Save the shells of 10 to 20 cooked crabs. With the flesh removed, grind the shells in a mortar, slowly adding butter to the ground mixture. Take this mixture of ground crab shells and butter and melt it in a frying pan. Once melted, draw the butter through a sieve into a bowl of cold water. When the butter has hardened, remove it from the water, and voila, now you have crab-flavored butter. This is Natalia Buchok with Food Flair on Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, asking you, will it be sardines or caviar at your next Christmas party?
Thanks, Natalia. Join us again next week for Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушнечок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
Дозвольте нам заграти Рушничок. Степан Юрко, Євген Андрій. Наша пісня, рідний стрім. Хлопці із Канади. Рушничок.
I am from Canada. Maybe it's a maple leaf flag sewn onto a backpack. In most places, the words, "We're from Canada," mean that decency and goodwill are in your neighborhood. The song Canada's Rushnichok, Ми хлопці із Канади, was meant to be just that kind of an introduction. 1 minute and 50 seconds long, it became a fun-to-play novelty number. We opened our concerts and dances with it. The words say, Rushnechok, it's all about the dance, it's the words, it's the song that we treasure. Listen, you'll hear it all, the happy and the sad, because the dance is in all of us. This signature song wasn't written by anyone in the band. It wasn't even written by a Canadian. This proclamation to Canadian goodwill and love of music came to us as a gift. Roman Borodievich was a Philadelphia area composer, and he surprised us with it. Soon everyone wanted to hear it. It became our dependable show opener, and it captured what we were all about as a band and as Canadians. It was only natural that it also became the opening song on our third album. Our music today is streamed most often in Finland of all places, followed by the US, Spain, Australia, Germany, France, the United Kingdom, Latvia, Poland, and Sweden. After so many years, we are still four friends. We are still the Chlopci iz Kanady, happy to proclaim that Canada is in your neighborhood.
Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Щаті суди дівчиноєнко. Ой, пасіче, старий коня, пасіче, пасіче, як я піду до дівчини, сам ще верніться. Моя юбка файна. Пам'ятаю, дівчанайко, як вона чудувала, голову тої кірниченьку звідси воду брала. Що би я врена водою, хитаю собою, що ти дуже так самяли, як я за тобою. Що віддяли на водою, на власній левші, як то можу, котру люблю, не було жіне усе. Ой, люблю я дівчинку,
чекає до ужини, поки не жмоття.
And from Edmonton, that was the Playboy Band from their CD wedding album. And a traditional Ukrainian folk song, a Kolomeika, that they have named Kolomeika in C minor. Up next, Mickey and Bunny from Winnipeg, and a traditional American folk song that they managed to Ukrainianize back in the 1960s. It is called Horilka, homebrew.
Називають горілку homebrew, але мало я те, що не п'ю. Тільки льон лише творе, і горілка на ціде, і потягне на вас ще раз на зуб. Він сусіда Михай став великий богач, по десятці він гальони продавав. Але славили тут час, заплатив дві старат, і ще 500 тоді Михай пропав. Well, they call it the good old Mountain Dew, and then that it is an art view. I will shut up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Shut up my mug, you fill up my jug, and a good old Mountain Dew.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalivi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that a Cossack constitution written in 1710 is regarded as the first in the world to establish a democratic standard for the separation of government powers into legislative, executive, and judicial branches? That Ukrainian constitution of 1710, called the Orlik Constitution, after Pilip Orlik, diplomat, hetman in exile, and protector of Ukraine. This constitution, the first document in the world to establish the separation of powers in government, also limited executive authority and established a Cossack parliament called the General Council that was democratically elected every 3 years. The Cossack's Orlik constitution predated the American constitution by over 65 years, as well as those of France and Poland. Although it was not implemented because of political circumstances, it attested to the progressive intentions of the Cossack elite and to the long-standing traditions of democracy in Ukraine. Its democratic spirit, 300 years ago, makes it one of the most interesting documents of political thought. The Ukrainian version of the constitution was kept at the headquarters of the Zaporozhian Cossacks on the Dnipro River until 1775, when it was seized, along with other documents, by the Russian troops who destroyed the headquarters in that year. A young Kiev historian discovered the only known 18th century Ukrainian language version of Hetman Pilip Orlik's constitution at the Central Russian Archive of Older Documents in Moscow. The 300th anniversary of the Orlik Constitution was celebrated at a reception in the Parliament Buildings in Ottawa on May 11, 2010, where His Excellency Ihor Ostash, Ambassador of Ukraine, presented the Library of Parliament with a specially printed copy of the Ukrainian Constitution of Pilip Orlik. The celebration was attended by parliamentarians, members of the diplomatic corps, and representatives from the Ukrainian community. Mark Varava, the chair of the Canada-Ukraine Parliamentary Friendship Group, co-hosted the event. And you can see some footage from the event on YouTube.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Ірина Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznalive, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com. Oh,
Денна в мерла Україна, ні слава, ні воля. Ще нам, браття молоді, усміхнеться доля. Ціну для живо рішеньки, як роса на сонці, запанує мій братям у свої сторонці. Душу і тіло ми положим за нашу свободу і покажем, що ми братям козацького роду, козацького роду.
Up next, a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baker. The western Ukrainian town of Brody is on my mind today. This historic town has always been in the minds of several generations of Jewish traders, writers, rabbis, and immigrants to the New World. Boris Kuzmeny of the Institute of Slavonic Studies at the University of Vienna can tell us why this one particular town has retained a vitally important place in Ashkenazi Jewish memory. His fascinating article in the journal East European Jewish Affairs, entitled Brody Always on My Mind, The Mental Mapping of a Jewish City, explores just how and why a little Brody became a legend. It all started with trade. Brody was always a lively center, but the temple really picked up in 1629 when a Polish noble bought the place. There was an influx of Jewish merchant families. Jews were under the direct protection of the noble city owners and could live without any restrictions within the town and work in any profession or engage in commerce. By the middle of the 18th century, Brody became the region's most important hub for trans-European trade. It was the linchpin of trade between the German lands and points east into Ukraine and Russia. A rich merchant elite funded the splendid architectural landmark of the Great Synagogue, a touchstone in the town's physical and mental cityscape for more than two centuries. After Poland disappeared in the late 18th century, Brody found itself on the border between the newly rising Austrian and Russian empires. The Austrians made it a free trade zone, and business was booming. Brody's merchants developed close ties with Odessa. When that Black Sea city was declared a free port by the Russian Tsar in 1803, many Jews from Galicia and Germany moved there. These newcomers to Odessa were called Brody Jews, even though many were not originally from Brody. But those from Brody were the most prominent, and they opened huge branch offices in Odessa. Therefore, Brody's name and fame continued to spread to new horizons in the Jewish world. Brody was not only a place for Jews to earn a living, it was also a place of Jewish learning. Scholars educated in Brody were renowned for their strict Jewish Orthodox traditions and their knowledge of the Kabbalah. Brody's rabbis and judges were considered authorities. Some Brody scholars made their way west, with one becoming Amsterdam's chief rabbi in 1735 and another Prague's chief rabbi after 1755. And it worked the other way around. Brody's merchants visiting the trade fairs in Germany brought back the ideas of the Jewish Enlightenment and were crucial in spreading new ways of thinking eastward. Brody declined in importance in the late 19th century, but it retained one advantage that would continue to be of vital importance for the Jews of Eastern Europe. The border. Brody was the gateway to a kinder and gentler Western world for the flood of desperate Jews in the Tsarist Russian Empire escaping pogroms, military service, or poverty. The railroad via Brody was the shortest route for Jews in the Russian Empire to reach the big cities in Western Europe or ports to take them across the Atlantic to a new life. The renowned Yiddish writer Shalom Aleichem immigrated from the Russian Empire via Brody in 1905. His novel, Motel, The Cantor's Son, enshrines in fiction the experience of Jewish families streaming through the Brody gateway to the West, either legally or illegally. The Jewish novelist Joseph Roth, born in Brody in 1894, used in his fiction the inns at the border as those fateful places where Jews and Christians met to make their deals. In 1914, the town of Brody was two-thirds Jewish. In 1945, only a few dozen had survived. The old empires and their borders were gone. New malignant forces had wiped out a centuries-old heritage. The synagogue was in ruins. But memory remains, and Boris Kuzmeny, in his compelling historical outline, reminds us how this little western Ukrainian town of Brody would be enshrined in Jewish memory and imagination. This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baker. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more, visit them at ukrainianjewishencounter.org and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. For transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, please visit the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com. Picardiska Terzia from their second anthology CD and Chervonenka Buryachok, The Little Red Beat. Vyslukhajte radio programu Nash Holos Radio Ukrainskoho Korinya po mereži PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Now the latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
Russia-backed militants in eastern Ukraine continued to ignore the truce agreed in February. Ukrainian military spokesman reported more than 80 ceasefire violations on Saturday, most of them in the suburbs of militant-controlled Donetsk, where troops were attacked with 122 and 152 caliber artillery, a clear violation of the ceasefire agreement signed in Minsk by the leaders of Ukraine, Germany, Russia, and France. The same heavy weapons were fired on Ukrainian troops in Lugansk region.
Germany and France have voiced optimism that a ceasefire in East Ukraine is possible following a meeting in Paris with Russian and Ukrainian foreign ministers. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said, "I hope that today in the discussion we had together we have cleared the way for an agreed ceasefire in the region. We cannot reach it only on a political level. We now need military experts from the OSCE." The OSCE, meanwhile, held talks in Minsk, Belarus, on implementation of the truce with representatives of Ukraine, Russia, and the Russian-backed insurgents in East Ukraine. OSCE representative Heidi Tagliavini said little progress had been made. "All working groups have their own agenda, and they continued work on these uneasy issues. In a political work group, there are the issues of the elections and the issue of a special status for the Luhansk and Donetsk regions. As you understand, these issues are not easy, and so we cannot talk about concrete results today. The work continues." Ukraine and the insurgents accuse each other of regularly violating the ceasefire. A recent surge in violence in East Ukraine has caused international monitors to warn of a threat of a wider escalation.
More NATO help for Ukraine. Britain has said it will step up its training program for the Ukrainian military as they battle Russian-backed militants in the east of the country. Defence Secretary Michael Fallon said Britain would double spending on the training to around £6 million, currently equivalent to $9.4 million. An official announcement is set to be made at the NATO meeting on Thursday. So what has the UK already supplied to Ukraine? Well, firstly, Fallon said Britain has trained some 650 Ukrainian soldiers. By the autumn, this number would have increased to 1,000. The British military has also donated other supplies. These include battlefield medicines, logistical assistance, and tactical intelligence. The UK will also train Ukrainian forces on how to deal with injured soldiers and will also pass on skills needed to operate in winter conditions and on reconnaissance missions. Britain now has 75 trainers working at 6 sites in western Ukraine, and that number will increase under the expanded programme. Fallon said, "This decision is not aimed at escalating the situation. We do not want to provoke anyone. This helps to save lives." The United States, Canada, and Poland are also training or have announced plans to train the Ukrainian armed forces.
Dozens of tanks from Ukraine's infamous tank graveyard stationed in a secret depot in the city of Kharkiv are being brought back to life with new hardware. Many of Ukraine's once thriving tank factories were abandoned after the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991, and hundreds of tanks were left to rot. Now, as Ukraine struggles to stave off Russian-backed insurgents in its eastern region, these T-64 tanks, which were the main Soviet-era battle tanks, are getting rebooted with new parts, including brand-new engines. The director of the armory plant, Viktor Kozanak, says this is a great gas turbine engine with a capacity of 1,200 horsepower. This allows the tank to develop a cross-country speed of nearly 70 kilometers per hour. In principle, this tank can catch up to any car. Some of these tanks come from various abandoned factories and military bases around the country. All systems are restored. The tanks are armed with a 128mm gun, a functioning stabilizer, a loading mechanism, and a tested new engine is installed. The suspension system is also tested. The old tanks are taken apart, their old parts are replaced for new ones, and the tanks are put back together, ready to be deployed to the conflict in East Ukraine.
In this eastern Ukrainian village, the sight of soldiers atop of armoured personnel carriers is not unusual. The front line is not far from here. Most elderly residents have remained here, unable to leave despite months of fighting. Shells fired from militant-controlled areas towards government-held military positions land mostly in the woodlands nearby, although occasionally they strike the homes of those who live here in this village of Troizbenka. One local resident is Svetlana. Several days ago, her home was partly destroyed by a shell in broad daylight. The windows smashed and roof ripped off. Svetlana says observers from Europe's OSCE watchdog, the organization charged with monitoring events in Ukraine, had already inspected the damage. The OSCE observers and these other guys who came to make photos, what was the reason for them to make photos and then go away? It's good that my neighbors came and helped me clean the glass. There is no running water or gas in the village. Instead, some locals burn wood to cook food and rely on their vegetable gardens. Meanwhile, the municipal workers say they often have their work cut out, although here the amenities should be fixed soon. Our correspondent says that the villagers have already had 6 days without light following a powerful attack close to the front line, which damaged the power supply. The problem is still not fixed.
Over 100 pictures have been painted by Ukrainian soldiers who have returned from the front line in East Ukraine. When I started painting, I disconnected from everything and didn't think about anything. I made my project, which represents what has been bothering me for half a year, which I dreamed about. I drew mountains and war and felt like the weight has been lifted. Many of the paintings featured in the exhibition will be sent abroad, where they will be presented as part of a collection about Ukraine, while others will be sold. At every exhibition, we conduct a silent auction where everyone has a chance to choose and buy a painting. The money which will be made will be used to fund this initiative. Almost all of the first paintings made by the soldiers have been sold. Demobilized Ukrainian soldiers have been receiving art therapy in order to cope with their traumatic experiences.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup. For more breaking stories on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog at uatoday.tv. Winnipeg, Manitoba, that was the Ukrainian Old Timers from one of their many, many albums, over two dozen. That was from an album called No More Bread and Butter, and that was the Sweet Fern Waltz. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. As well, live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM, online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, where you can get links to podcast feeds of all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter, and please like our Facebook page and check out our blog at nashholos.blogspot.com. Nijal me wszystkim ciele nasze programu poranem przyszczacę się na szczel dzień też dzień, bo wszyscy czasy domu i skazate do pobaczenia. Ale przed tym ja chcę zaleścić was takimi słowami mudrosti. Bahato czasu trzeba stratite, щоб себе порадити. And our proverb of the week translates as, to advise yourself takes a long time. Well, that just about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To take us to the end of our program, we have the Canadian Rhythm Masters and a traditional Ukrainian wedding presentation march. I'm Paulette Demchik-Macquarie, Pokrinske Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobaczenia.